Verse 4, for certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. Ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're safe if we say that the reference to men here is to individuals, persons, because we equally have the issue of women in the church today teaching false doctrine. Jude speaks here of wicked and apostate individuals, men and women, who have infiltrated the church. And the desire of the apostate is to destroy biblical faith. Verse 4 gives us a number of characteristics of such individuals. We see their craftiness. Notice what Jude says, for certain men have crept in unnoticed. The phrase crept in unnoticed means to settle in alongside. Wow, that's a scary thought. To enter secretly, slip in stealthily. That's how they do it. These apostates secretly slip in, they settle down in the church with their wicked intentions. Okay, there's always a motivation behind what they do. With wicked intentions known only to themselves. They come to church, they sit in the worship services, they sing, they even teach Sunday school. They attend the church fellowship, so on and so forth. They are part, and this is the issue that we need to take note of. They are part of the everyday life of the church, except for one important thing. Listen to me, three key words here. They are imposters. Certain men have crept in. They are not present for the good of the church, listen to me, but for the church's destruction. We sure see that today. We see that in many of our denominations that 50 years ago were fully conservative, orthodox, evangelical institutions and denominations. Today, the perfect picture of apostate group of individuals. How did that happen? Oh, they settled in. They were part of slowly. That's the way it works. They are present not for the good of the church, but for its destruction. An apostate is a sneaky crook that has no honor. They come in. They don't announce themselves. Hey, I'm here. I'm an apostate. They don't announce themselves because they know who they are and they know what they're here to do. And if they announce themselves, chances are the church is going to throw them out. At least we hope so. Oh, no. An apostate is much too smart for that. Their intention is to go as long as possible unnoticed, all along doing their wicked work. All you have to do is plant a seed, water that seed over time, and see what happens. If it goes unchecked, there are always, or at least almost always, tares among the wheat, right? Keep your place there in Jude and go to Matthew 13. And I'm going to start reading in verse 24. I'm going to read 24 and 25, and then I'm going to skip to 38 and 39. So Matthew 13, 24. And now another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But when men slept, are we awake? When men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went away. Verse 38, the field is the world, the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Someone has well said, wherever God sets up a house of prayer, the devil always builds a camp.